Megillah chapter 1, Mishnah 1. Okay, obviously dealing with the Megillah that we read on Purim, and the majority of the Masechta deals with the laws of reading the Megillah, but we will deal with one or two other laws surrounding Purim. It says the Mishnah, Megillah nikreis ba'achat asa, b'shnaim asa, b'shleish asa, ba'aba asa, b'chamisha asa. The Megillah can be read on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, or the 15th of Adar. And we'll see, it will set out the cases in the next mission of when it's read on each of these days. Lo pachas v'lo yosef, but it can't be read earlier than the 11th and can't be read later than the 15th. Those are the latest dates that it will work out to. Krakina mukafin choyme miyamus Yeshua ben Nun. So any cities that were surrounded by a wall from the time of Joshua ben Nun, Korin bechamisha asa, read on the 15th, and Kfarim, villages and Ares Gedolus, large towns, Korin ba'arba asa, they read on the 14th, and the reason being, at the end of the Megillah over there, it says that on the 14th, in places outside of Shushan, right, the story of Purim happened in Shushan, outside of Shushan, they like overcame their enemies on the 14th. And so it was instituted that they would read the Megillah and do all the laws of Purim on the 14th. But inside of Shushan, they only rested on the 15th. And therefore, they instituted that the laws of Purim and the reading of the Megillah should happen on the 15th. So why is it... Now, Shushan was a city that was walled. But we don't go from walls, cities which were walled at that time. We go from cities which were walled at the time that Joshua was in the land of Eretz Israel, because it would be almost like a bit disgraceful to the land of Eretz Israel, which was lying in ruins at that stage. So all of the cities of Eretz Israel would kind of read on the 14th, because they weren't surrounded by walls at that time. So in honor of Eretz Israel, they said, right, all cities like Shushan, but at the time of Joshua ben Nun, meaning all walled cities would read the Megillah on the 15th. Everywhere else would read the Megillah and do all the other mitzvahs of Purim on the 14th. And that's how the distinction came about. Ela says, the Mishnah Ela Shkfarim Makdimin L'Yom HaKnisa, but the villages advance to the day of gathering. And this is where the other days come in, 11th, 12th, 13th, because you're going to see in the next Mishnah that the villages... who didn't have someone there to read the Megillah, right? So they had to read it. They couldn't read it for themselves. They had to go into the large cities to read it. So they were allowed to do that on the day of gathering. The day of gathering was the day they went into the large cities in order to be at the courts. And the courts sat on Mondays and Thursdays. So they would bring the Megillah back, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, to either the closest Monday or Thursday to allow the villagers not to come in and out twice. They're coming in anyway, Mondays and Thursdays. So they allowed them to read on the Monday and Thursday. And also a reason brought in the Gemara is they allowed them to read because they were supplying the food to the large cities, right? They were bringing in the produce. So they allowed them as a chesed to bring their Megillah reading earlier. And where earlier did they fix it? They fixed it on the day they're coming in anyway, Monday and Thursday. That's how it comes about.